This is WKUF 94.3 FM, Flint's Ultimate Jukebox. I'm DJ Thunder.
And I'm at one of those scissor hands of the Turntable Militia. That's us. Welcome to our 50th anniversary presentation of Marvin Gaye's classic album, What's Going On, produced by Marvin and released on May 21st, 1971. What's Going On reached number one on the Billboard R&B chart, number six on the Billboard Pop Album chart, and sold over 2 million copies its first year.
Along with playing all of What's Going On, we'll be discussing the album and sharing our thoughts on Marvin Gaye, who wrote or co-wrote every song on the album.
Man, I mean, I can't believe that we're to this stage now. 50 years in the making of this classic, iconic, must-have, essential album that tells the tale of back in the day, which is so relevant and important for the message now, right, T?
Woo, man. How time flies. This album right here, it just touches your soul, gives you goosebumps, way ahead of its time, because we're still going through it right now.
Right. It's very futuristic. And just all you got to do is just make the parallels of the tumultuous past of 1971, Vietnam War era, protests and all that kind of stuff. And now look at, you know, we do still have the troops over there in Afghanistan that they're talking about pulling out, and that's going on currently. And then meanwhile, while that's happening here in the States, a lot of civil unrest and also injustice happening, just like back then, with massive shootings, police brutality, and so forth.
Right. So
it's right, man, on time, man, actually, if you think about it.
Right. I mean, we going through it all. We're in the middle of a pandemic. This is what we need right now, an album like this, you know, to bring us all together.
Right. The inspiration, hopefully, by celebrating it today as a 50th anniversary, it'll make people go back, listen to it, capture that essence of that message. And who knows, maybe it'll inspire the right artists to step up, because we definitely don't have that going on right now.
Right.
We're going to kick things off with a song that was originally conceived by Ronaldo O.B. Benson of the Four Tops. While traveling with his bandmates on a tour bus in 1969, he witnessed an act of police brutality and violence committed on anti-war protesters in Berkeley, California.
Returning to Detroit, songwriter Al Cleveland wrote and composed a song based on his conversations with Benson. Benson sent the song to the other members of the Four Tops, but they rejected it as too political. Wow.
Benson then offered the song to Marvin, who thought it would be perfect for another Motown act, The Originals. However, Benson eventually convinced Marvin, thank God, he should record it. Gaye added new musical composition, a new melody, and lyrics.
Some of the people helping out Marvin include The Originals on background vocals, members of the Funk Brothers, and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
Wow. The spoken parts of the song feature several people, including Marvin himself, Bobby Rogers of the Miracles, and two Detroit Lions, Lem Barney and Melfar Superstar. Marvin met the two of them when he tried out for the team, dig that, in the spring of 1970, and they became good friends.
Remember those commercials, man?
Oh, yeah. The animation. Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Motown boss Berry Gordy was against releasing the song. He didn't like the jazz influence and felt the song was too political. What? Many of his quality control people also didn't like the song. That's crazy.
Man, typical stuff still going on today. Motown exec Harry Balk liked the song, and with the help of Motown sales exec Barney Ellis, got it released on January 20th, 1971, without Berry Gordy knowing about it.
Ooh.
Do what you have to do.
Oh, you got to. The song spent 5 weeks at number one on the Billboard R&B chart, 3 weeks at number two on the Hot 100, and became one of the fastest selling singles in Motown's history. Kicking off our presentation of What's Going On, What's Going On.
All word. Right. Let's go.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? Right on. Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me. Have brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on, right on.
Still getting down where we to go and dance. Will our ball club with a minute, do you think they had a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up, I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? Too much happening. What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's happening, brother? What's happening, my man? What's happening, brother? Say it, man. Woo! What's happening, brother? What's been shaking up and down the line? I don't know, 'cause I'm slightly behind the time.
Stuff right there go down like good cognac, B.
Man, so soulful, man. It just, like I said earlier, his music just touches your soul. The goosebumps is just all over me, man.
Man, reminds me of a Donald Goins novel, man. R.I.P. Man, I don't know what to say. It's very mind-blowing. And even though I've heard this joint over and over again, I mean, you just get different stuff out of it. That Flying High joint that we was just playing, that reminds me of Mos Def when he did that Black Star song with, it was him, Pete Rock did the remix. It's a Respiration.
Yeah.
Oh. Remember? And he's singing Flying High, just like Marvin. Mos Def dope. And the song is about a heroin junkie. Speaking of Donald Goins, rest his soul. The title is a reference to the United Airlines slogan, Fly in the Friendly Skies. The opening soprano saxophone line on What's Going On was provided by musician Eli Fontaine, was not originally intended. Once Marvin heard Fontaine's riff, he told him to go home. When Fontaine protested that he was just goofing around, Gay replied, "You goof off exquisitely. Thank you." So that kind of tripped me out. So basically, was he just in the studio playing saxophone and then all of a sudden Marvin decided to keep it or something? Or he recorded him doing the solo, obviously, in the beginning.
Right, right.
And can you picture it without it? What a no better lead-in than the saxophone.
But I don't, I mean, what is he, what was he implying? What was Marvin implying? Was he playing?
That's what I'm wondering, because he said that as soon as he heard it, he told him to go home. It could have been like, oh, that's so dope, just go home.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe Eli Fontaine was like, hey, man, I was just playing around. But you could take that in a couple different ways.
Okay, I see. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and then he gave him props at the end about his, if you're goofing off like that, then you're a master classman.
Word.
After the success of the song, Berry Gordy drove to Marvin's house and asked for a full album. Huh, picture that. Chickens coming home to roost. The vocal loops on the song were a mistake. Marvin asked one of the engineers to record his lead vocals on separate tracks for the song, What's Going On, so they could be listened back to and compared. The engineer accidentally played both vocal tracks together. Marvin loved how his double lead sounded and decided to keep his unintentional duet. Marvin used the accidental double tracking for the rest of the album and the rest of his career, creating a trademark Marvin Gaye sound. Ooh. Wow, mind-blowing.
Wow. Up next is track 4, which was written by Marvin, Al Cleveland, and Obi Benson of the Four Tops. This is Save the Children.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? To save a world in despair? Who really cares? There'll come a time,
there'll come a time,
when the world won't be singing,
when the world won't be singing,
flowers won't grow,
flowers won't grow, no,
bells won't be ringing,
no, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world?
To save a world
that's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live. Live.
Live for life. Life.
But let live. Everybody,
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to them, you got them. Save the babies. For the little fear you got feeling, you will save the babies. All of the children. But who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Is my friend.
He made this world for us to live in.
He made this world
and gave us everything.
Lord gave us everything.
And all he asks of us is we give each other love. Oh yeah. Don't go and talk about my father.
Oh no, no.
'Cause God is my friend.
Jesus is my friend.
He loves us whether or not we
know it.
And he'll forgive all our
sins.
Forgive our sins. Oh, yeah. And all he has of us, oh, yeah, is we give each other love. Oh, yeah. Love your mother.
She bore you.
Love your father.
It worked for you.
Love your sister. Love your brother,
love
your brother. Don't go and talk about my
talk
father.
About it's good to us.
God is my friend.
Jesus is
yes, my friend. And when we call on him for mercy,
Father,
he'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, yes,
he will.
All he asks of us, I know.
The blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
Whoa, mercy, mercy me.
Mercy.
All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be.
Lost my
radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
Ooh,
oh, no.
Ooh.
man, the feel good does not stop on this album.
Word, man. I tell you, man, Marvin Gaye is a genius.
You were right about Chills, man, because they're coming, man. I mean, it's a it's a very mind-blowing project that this album was. And, you know, like we were talking earlier, basically it sounds like one great mixtape and interludes that connect to songs that almost sound like one whole recording of, like, say, a side A and a side B of a record. That would be like a 14-minute song of like a personal concert he was giving or something. I don't know.
Oh, man. Just all you got to do is just, if you're driving or if you're just sitting at, if you're at home cleaning.
Right.
Or just chilling. Just let it play.
Yeah, whatever it is you're doing. You can let
just
it
let it play.
And just vibe out.
Yeah.
And it's just like a perfect mixture of like nonstop, let it just go on its own. It's just like one cohesive, on purpose project. You know, it sounds like it could have been, like I said, a 14-minute song or a 24-minute song that had other different songs, you know, after it or something. I mean, it's like its own project that could have been on another. It's like it's like the same mix, man. It's like the DJ played right. A mix of Marvin Gaye or something.
Exactly.
Anyway, I think you got some trivia there about Mercy, Mercy Me, man. Let's hear it, baby.
Yes, I do. The second single from the album, it spent 2 weeks at number one on the Billboard R&B chart and peaked at number four on the Hot 100. In 1991, a music video of the song was released by Motown Records and featured appearances by celebrities such as Big Daddy Kane, Bobby Brown,
yeah,
Diana Ross,
yeah,
and Wesley Snipes. Wow.
No, but remember him from Mo Better Blues? He was right. Very dope on that. Oh,
man, he was killing it.
Yeah, yeah, him and Denzel. I love that movie, Spike Lee joint.
Oh, yeah.
Just relax, party people, as we take a second here to flip the record over, you know, vinyl style, as we put it on the 1200 Tech. This next track features a flute solo by a 13-year-old girl named Dana Hartwick. She was the only female musician to play on the album. This is Right On.
Thank you. some love, and you'll find peace of love. And my darling, one more thing. If you let me, I will take you to live where love is king. Oh, baby.
For those of you just tuning in, man, you're listening to our 50th anniversary presentation of What's Going On, and we're covering the whole entire album. Just look at the album, Twan. The cover, man, it's dope, man. Just it looks iconic. You know, you could tell it was gonna be iconic because he, old Transylvania leather and big old collars, and but it's dope. It's dope. It's so regal. He looks just so regal, and you know, back then, remember we were talking about on the last thing that we did, which was 35th anniversary of Raising Hell, man.
Right.
The record covers and the liner notes were a big old thing back in the day. And as a collector and a listener, you know, you can't get that right now with MP3s and YouTubes and whatnot.
No.
You have to, we buy tangible goods and we own different formats of the iconic albums that we have, and we're proud of it. We got remixes,
exactly,
12 inches, 45s, albums, CDs, cassettes.
Oh yeah.
Every format.
You got to have that physical copy. DVDs.
Well, before DVDs, remember those big, heck, I see them at Media Reload, the video discs.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Those big those big joints that got the big...
talking about the laser discs?
Yeah, yeah, them huge things, man.
Yeah.
And I had an A-track back in the day, man, you know, in my 71 Coupe de Ville.
Oh, man. Having a physical copy is just a blessing to have, man. And you cherish it.
Yeah.
Because MP3s can just disappear.
And you don't get lyrics. You know, some of these albums had lyrics inside right. the liner notes. They give production credits. They let you know what studio, you know, things were made at.
Right.
Just every bit of history. You know, we got access now to Google and Wikipedia for all the information. But back then, all your information was listening to the record and reading the liner notes and studying the album cover and wondering what made the artist come up with an album cover like this.
Exactly.
What were they thinking?
It just... the album cover, like if you flip the album over and you can read who did what, it's just amazing. You'd be like, wow, this guy did the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was on the keyboard or the piano. Or she was doing the background vocals. Wow.
Yeah, and then it would blow your mind because then you might even be familiar with that other person's work. And
exactly.
then you're thinking to yourself, wow, they knew that person, and they, you know, how, where did the connection come from? And then, you know, from additional reading and other projects, you can start putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
Right.
Getting back to the tracks that we just played, that was the first one to start off the last segment was Right On. 7 minutes and 31 seconds. That's a big song.
Woo. But you know what? I could listen to it millions of times.
That's right. And it was it sounded like what it was. It was like the one cut on the album where they could just kind of like take the groove and go somewhere with it and
right.
go all over the place, 360 it, and like a big jam session.
Yeah.
It was so funky.
It just seemed like they were just in there just freestyling it, man.
Yeah, they said, hey, let's go on a little trip audio wise, and all the instrumentation took
right.
hold.
I'm gonna hit record and let's just go with it.
And then Holy, that was kind of like a song that was more
uplifting.
Uplifting, more of like a spiritual type joint
mm-hmm.
right there. I appreciated it.
Big time.
And I was feeling it. So anyway, once again, folks, you're listening, if you just tuned in to our 50th anniversary presentation of What's Going On. Thank you for listening to it. If you missed part of the special or just want to hear it again, it'll be available on demand starting on Monday, May 24th.
To hear it, select Album Spotlight from the on-demand menu at WKUF.FM.
You know, T, over the years, What's Going On has been widely recognized as a landmark recording in popular music.
In the liner notes of the 2001 Deluxe Edition of What's Going On, Smokey Robinson called it his favorite album of all time.
That's legends respecting legends right there.
Ooh, that's respect.
Yeah, and you know Smokey, I mean that's a thorough somebody in the game. That's a heavyweight right there talking about another heavyweight. You got to love it.
Word.
And when Rolling Stone came out with its 2020 list of 500 greatest albums of all time, What's Going On was number 1. So, you know, Rolling Stone has been around for years and that publication has made a big impact in music culture, and for them to cite What's Going On and heralded at number 1 as the top of their 500 greatest album list, that's nothing to shake a stick at. That's major.
That's amazing. Wow.
So on that note, we're going to be closing out our 50th anniversary presentation of What's Going On. The third single from the album, it was co-written by Marvin and James Nix. Nix also co-wrote What's Happening, Brother, and God Is Love.
Because this didn't have a title, it was referred to as The Tail End. However, one morning, Nix was reading the newspaper and saw a headline that said something about the inner city of Detroit.
Wow.
And that gave him the inspiration of the title.
Ooh, 313, represent.
Word up.
Gotta love it. Released as a single on September 16th, 1971, This song spent 2 weeks at number one on the Billboard R&B chart and peaked at number nine on the Hot 100. This is Inner City Blues, Made Me Wanna Holler.
Thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
Ooh.
students out there, listen to this joint. You've heard it one way or another, whether it was from the iconic Marvin Gaye, who's no longer with us, or through one of your favorite contemporary acts. You heard this groove somewhere, somehow.
Oh.
Hey, old man, you got to give me some dap, man, because honored again. Shout out to homeboy Malcolm Bondin and the wonderful staff at WKUFLP Flint 94.3
Word up.
FM.
Salute, Malcolm.
Yo, proud to be a part of this project. Salute. Rest in peace, Marvin Gaye. From the Turntable Militia, I'm at Waddle Those Scissorhands.
DJ Thunder coming at you.
Peace to Galaxy. We up out of here.
Peace.
Peace.